The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, some news that I didn't see coming. Things were going very well in Rosslare Airport, very, very busy, but Stena Line are withdrawing their three-day Rosslare to Cherbourg ferry service at the end of September. Owen Corrie, travel journalist and editor of TravelExtra.ie, is with us. Owen, this came as a bit of a surprise, did it?
Yeah, it's they changed the route last year, and there was a little bit of speculation where they changed the vessel on the route last year, and there was a little bit of speculation what was going on Rosslare to Cherbourg with Stena Line. But it is a little bit of a surprise because all the momentum has been towards direct routes towards to the continent in the years since Brexit, the 9 years now since Brexit. This route has been going for 11 years, and it's very important for Rosslare, since particularly a couple of years ago, Irish Ferries changed their vessel on the French run to Dublin. So a bit of a blow for Rosslare and a bit of a blow for people who like choice on their direct Ireland to France services. Jonathan.
Yeah, I just noted in their statement, we've recently announced investments of $40 million in our Liverpool and Belfast terminals, as well as the upgrading of Fishguard Port. Doesn't sound like they're overly confident in anything in the Republic.
Well, they're very important. The RC is very important. It's a very lucrative route for all the operators on it. And possibly they're looking at return on vessels. The Stena Horizon, the one that was on the Rosslare to Cherbourg run, is a leased vessel. So they're probably looking at how the vessels are performing, the way that airlines look at how each individual aircraft is performing on profitability, and can they move it elsewhere. There's also been a little bit of a shift on the whole Brexit debate. There seems to have been a warming between Britain and the EU after that 9 years of being pretty making trading a little bit difficult for all the operators. So Stena will be watching all of that and looking at return on investment.
Okay, Barry Kenny of Irish Rail, which is the operator in Rosslare Europort, is with us as well. Good afternoon, Barry.
Hi, Jonathan.
This is a bit of a blow, but am I right in saying there are other operators on the Rosslare to Cherbourg route?
There is. We have Brittany Ferries as well, and obviously look for the remainder of the summer up to the end of September. We have Stena as well. Stena are an important customer of ours in the port, both in terms of the Rosslare Cherbourg service and the Rosslare Fishguard. And as you mentioned there, they have invested in infrastructure and Fishguard as well. But as I say, Brittany Ferries have been expanding significantly in the port. I mean, if you take the total European connections to and from Rosslare, since the Brexit era, we've gone from 6 direct services between Rosslare and the European continent a week to 36. So a really significant growth during that time. I suppose what's encouraging for us is we're already getting inquiries from shipping operators after this news, and we'll obviously be engaging with potential customers. And we're certainly confident that we'll be in a position to maintain this type of frequency. The momentum, as Owen mentioned, has been very positive in the port. We've invested significantly in the port, and our mindset is still very much in our approach. We've still very much to grow the port further. We have choice both for customers, for the tourism end of the market and the freight end of the market. Brittany operate to Cherbourg, as we mentioned. They also operate 3 times weekly to Bilbao. We've got DFDS, we've got Neptune Lines, we've got Finn Lines. So we have more operators than ever before and more choice than ever before out of Rosslare Europort.
There is a Brexit dividend for Rosslare Port. It became abundantly clear that there was an appetite for direct connections to Europe. Is this, and Owen has referenced it, if it's going to be a better relationship between the EU and Britain, could that put Rosslare at a distinct disadvantage?
Well, in terms of we're enhancing our facilities as well. And I think what you've seen is that there have actually been the freight flows, if you're taking that aspect of things. I think it has opened up new opportunities for Irish business. So the overall business is up, and we still see the opportunity to expand further. We engage with ports in the continent on an ongoing basis to identify those opportunities. As I say, you know, we're operating we have services operating from Ross Lair to Zeebrugge to Bilbao to Dunkirk, as well as Cherbourg now. So those opportunities remain. We're enhancing our facilities in the port. We've had anybody who's travelled to or through Ross Lair will see the scale of investment, possibly the second largest capital investment programme on the island at the moment in terms of the expanded facilities with the OPW and our own master plan development as well, a digitalisation of the port. So putting everything in place that business needs, that our tourism customers needs, and as I say, with the view that we're going to continue that expansion and that response we've already had from the market in the wake of this news. And, you know, we'll continue to work with Stena, obviously, for the remainder of the season for their services. But we're also focusing then on, I suppose, kind of ensuring that those slots that are there, that they are occupied quickly to give the choice that's needed.
Barry, remind me again, why does Irish Rail own Ross Lair Europort? Because you do trains, not boats.
We primarily do trains, but we also operate this port, and as I say, with quite a bit of expansion and success in recent times. It originates in the Fishguard and Ross Lair Harbours Railway Company, which was established, I think, in God's time.
Predates us anyway. Let's say that.
Just a little bit. So Stenaline actually own Fishguard on the other side, and we own and operate Ross Lair Europort. And look, obviously, as I say, we feel it's an important part of both the regional and national economy, and that's why the investment programme that we've been putting in place to, you know, significantly expand both the facilities there and the ease of use for customers and for trade as well is so crucial. We see its role only growing, and are proud to be the operator and owner.
Okay, Barry Kenny, Head of Corporate Affairs for Éireann Ród Éireann and the Port Authority for Ross Lair Europort. Thank you. Owen Carey, travelling by boat, kind of always in the modern era, pales in comparison to travelling by plane. It's always going to be more freight focused, and if you can get passengers onto that, well and good.
Yeah, freight in winter, freight keeps the lines open. But you got to remember that there's a million ordinary passengers travelling by boat. I'm a huge fan of it myself, huge fan of Ross Lair. It's a beautiful port to get through. And I've sailed to Cherbourg from there. In fact, when my daughters were teenagers, that was our annual holiday, always sailing out of Cherbourg. And I've sailed that wonderful route. It's a long one, but it's comfortable on Brittany ferries to Bilbao from Ross Lair. It's a terrific way in summertime to go away on holidays, because the holiday begins at the port, and it's you're bringing your car with you and you go at your own pace at the other side. It's an interesting one that we have, you know, come from where there was one route to direct continental route for passengers. There was some for freight, but there was one that passengers and tourist cars could do, to the competition we've had between three major players, Brittany, Stena and Irish Ferries on the route. Irish Ferries vessel is quite very luxurious. It's about twice the size of the Salamanca or the Galicia that the Brittany Ferries use from Ross Lair. And Stena, of course, had the Stena Horizon on it. So it's hopefully we will probably see someone returning, maybe Stena returning for the summer months to this route. I wouldn't give up on it yet. As I say, Stena, big international company. They look at what their money, their different ships that can make on different routes. Yeah. At the moment, Ross Lair to France, it's a long route for them. It's, you know, it means you're at sea for 17 or 21 hours, depending on where you're going. And they would probably look at the faster turnaround on the Irish Sea as being more lucrative in the short term.
Yeah, and suppose the more ferries across the Irish Sea than there would be going the other way, because it's a lot longer. Oh, and we were talking about the weather in Europe being unbearably hot at the moment. That wouldn't put Irish people off cancelling their holidays, would it?
It's called sun holidays for a reason, Jonathan. We haven't seen...
Well, you can have too much sun. Too much sun.
Yeah, we haven't seen bookings cancelled. There isn't really any consumer rights here. You can't just cancel your holidays because of the weather forecast. But we have seen the tour operators, TUI being a good example, being prepared to reschedule holidays for people who are vulnerable, their small children or their elderly. They would, like yourself, John, no, I wouldn't say that, but they would say they would.
You'll say it because you're not in front of me, but carry on.
Yeah, but they will. The people who feel they're vulnerable in the heat to medical conditions do get on to your tour operator if you have if you book through a tour operator or a travel agent, and they will facilitate rescheduling if possible at all within reason. Airlines tend to be less likely to reschedule.
Compassionate is the word you're looking for.
Compassionate. But you also got to remember that it's a big drama for the health services in France and Spain. It's not that big a drama for the tourists. They tend to be in air-conditioned comfort. They tend to be in places that they can go out and do their swimming pool early in the morning before it gets too hot. And you've got to remember, this is normal in some of the places that Irish people go on holidays, places like Dubai, which takes about 60,000 Irish holidaymakers a year. Last week, I was getting warnings myself on my phone app. I love to walk around destinations when I go there. I was in North America, and the phone app was just telling me, don't walk because your temperatures are gone up into the high 30s. It tends to impact holidaymakers less than the local population. That's where the real rub is for the health authorities in France and Spain. Okay. It tends to be the homeless and the people, the vulnerable people in their own communities.
Owen Corry, editor of TravelExtra.ie, Garamila Maga, thank you very much for that, Owen.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.